Hello, this is Father Andy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Friday of the third week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" He said, "Who are you, sir?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground. When he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days, he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias." He answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Get up and go to the street called Straight, and go to the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying. And in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight." But Ananias replied, "Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priests to imprison all who call upon your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and Israelites. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name." So Ananias went and entered the house. Laying his hands on him, he said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me, Jesus who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized, and when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and when he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I always am moved by this particular section of the Scriptures, Acts chapter 9, because we see here God intervening in the life of a man who wanted to destroy his church. Saul was the Pharisee of all Pharisees. He was rigid. He hated what they called back then the way. Now it would be called Christians. But he hated the way. He persecuted them in Jerusalem. He was there when Stephen was martyred and, in fact, was very much in favor of what took place. And from that, he wanted to expand his work. I think he also saw this as an opportunity to really be seen as an important man in the Pharisees' structure. So he asked for letters that would give him authority beyond Judea, beyond Jerusalem, to arrest and haul back any Jews that were given to following the way, following Jesus. But thankfully, as he was on his way to Damascus to do this evil work, we had this encounter with the living God, that Jesus encounters them there on the road. This blinding flash of light blinds him to any earthly vision, but at that point he had a heavenly vision. And the Lord revealed himself to Saul in a powerful, powerful way. Even the people with him, even though they couldn't see who was speaking, they heard the voice. So they too were astounded by what was taking place. I think one of the interesting things here too is that Jesus, in speaking to Saul, said, "Why are you persecuting me?" Which again gives us an understanding that Jesus sees himself intricately tied to the church, of which he is the head. So if the church is being persecuted, so is Jesus. "Why are you persecuting me?" And he says, "Who are you, sir?" Actually, in the original language, it's, "Who are you, Lord?" So there was a sense in which he knew he was speaking to someone in power and authority. And here we have Saul as he has this divine encounter, opening his eyes when he got up from the ground and couldn't see a thing. Many of the accounts of Saul have him on a horseback, falling from a horse. We don't know that for sure. It could be that he was walking. All we know is that he fell to the ground, and when he arose, he couldn't see. But not only was he having a divine encounter at the time, so was a man named Ananias. And there in Damascus, Ananias was being prompted and prepared to go and minister to Saul. And he was none too happy. He heard about this man, that he had come to bring imprisonment. But again, the Lord said to him, "Go, this man is an instrument of mine." And again, not only does he nominate Saul for a powerful work, but confident of Saul's yes, that Saul would in fact join the apostolic company. And again, he said he's going to be carrying the name of Jesus to Gentiles, to kings, as well as to Israelites. And so he is going to do exactly what later, as we continue our walk through the Acts of the Apostles, we see him doing. I love the encounter between Ananias and Saul. And as he walks in, he announces himself by saying, "Saul, my brother." He went from being an enemy that Ananias could not even stomach to try to think about being around, and became instead known as his brother. What a powerful image that is. So here we have him saying, "Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me." Again, reaffirming to Saul that what has happened to him is being confirmed by a total stranger that he has never met before. And again, Ananias lays hands on Saul, basically setting him apart. And in doing so, he regained his sight. Whatever these scales were, whatever was over his eyes, came away or fell away. He regained his sight. He got up and was baptized and then had something to eat. But he had to be baptized to be brought completely and fully into the work that God had for him. I love the final statement here. He began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. All of a sudden, in this encounter, all of the studying of the Old Testament that Saul had done under Gamaliel, as a brilliant student, as he described himself later in one of his epistles, a Pharisee of Pharisees, you know, he was a student of the law, and no one could actually come close to his being gripped by his studies. He was seen as a very, very dedicated individual. And so all that he had read, all that he had studied, all of a sudden took on a whole new luster. It's no wonder that he was at once ready to proclaim what had happened. He had all of the knowledge stored up. It was like He was born again 20 years old. I mean, he already had that sense of who Jesus was deeply ingrained in him from his studies of the Messiah. Now he could put a face with a name. Now he could put the actions of Jesus with that one who called him and claimed him. And he then could confidently teach and preach that Jesus is truly the Son of God. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Would that this would happen again in our generation. There are so many people right now that are in the public eye that if they had a life-changing encounter with Jesus Christ, would make a huge, huge impact on people. We have seen many that have had this happen, not only in recent months and years, but also over the course of the last, century. Individuals who were hostile to the Lord, hostile to the things of God, who later had an encounter with God and were brought to Him. We don't have to go any farther than some of the abortionists, Norma McGarvey, who was the Roe of Roe v. Wade, Jane Roe. She became not only an advocate of life, but a follower of Jesus. So we have just amazing individuals who have come to the saving knowledge of God, and in doing so have given people a wake-up call that truly God is at work in the lives of men and women even today. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.